Rashi Ve'eira, we learned about the famous Yisoid Ulo Yisoid. Moshe Rabbeinu comes to Paroi and is charged with the avoida of doing the Aseres Makos in front of Paroi. The first thing he has to do is to go to Paroi and show him a ois or my face. And he goes and throws the stick in front of Paroi, and it turns Lasanin, it turns to a snake. Vayovay Moshe Ma'ano Paroi Asu Kiyak Hashesu Vayashlech Aaron Es Mateo Es Neifaru Es Neavoda Vayidus Tahanin. First thing that Moshe Rabbeinu does in front of Paroi, and Paroi doesn't listen to that. The shayla I always had, it says, "Vayovay Moshe al Paroi, v'yasu king hashashiv v'ashem v'yashir Aaron es Mateo l'fnei Paroi." Aaron is the one who throws the stick. The shayla is, Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded to do to show the eyes of my face. Back then, before when he went to Kufnei Yisrael, he showed him the end of the snake, but L'chorah, the one who was supposed to do these makas, the moifes in front of the para, I was supposed to be the medaber, but the person who was supposed to do the makas was Moshe. So it's interesting that I'm telling people to my oyu the shah, why does Aaron, the one dafka, who throws the stick in front of para, that should become a snake? We know all the other moifsim that was thrown in front of when Moshe did the etzem marker, except for the other markers that we had where there was his favor. From Moshe, we find later by the dam again. Emor Aaron kach matuchon teyot chamim mitzvah al aroisom al yarei val gamayim al komek v'mayim v'yutam. Emor Aaron, the Rashi says pshat. Rashi says over there that the reason why Hashem said tell Aaron to do it, to go hit the Nile, and blood should come flowing from the Nile, all over blood, was Rashi says because the Nile, the Yor, was making on Moshe Rabbeinu kishenishlach l'toichoi. And therefore, he couldn't do it. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't supposed to do it. And then we find later by the kinim also, he wasn't allowed to haches ha'afra oret because it also was megen alem by the earth opening up to bury the mitzvi to put away the evidence that Moshe Rabbeinu was hargis ha'mitzvi. So again, since Moshe Rabbeinu was nana from these things, he wasn't allowed to hit them. We could say, Rabbi said, maybe in the same vein, that Moshe Rabbeinu came into the palace now, in this palace he was raised, in this palace he was brought up by Basi and then led by Paro himself. He'd sit on the little lap of Paro, pulling his beard, Paro, and he sat little Moses, and he was eating Gerber baby food over there. Elamais, he was Nana in that palace. So it could be, he once wanted to tie in, and maybe the Moshe Rabbeinu to come into the Etzim palace and to throw this stick down to become a snake and to bring it into the Etzim palace with that mice itself in front of power in the Mokom of the palace. The other Makkah later on will see he meant it by the Yor. But in the mice in the palace itself where he was raised, where he grew up, and where he walked those steps, and he was talking Nana from those, that Mokom. It could be it's also wasn't proper for Moshe Rabbeinu to do it in that place where he grew up, Ulai, that would be a Hezbollah. Also why Aaron had to be the one to throw the stick down in front of and it should turn into a sonnet. But Lamaisa, do you saw it over here is unbelievable, Rabbi Sai. And it's so dark a stick, it's so awesome. It's so because if you ask the Yor's, if Dessa brings down, if you ask the Swarm brings down, if you ask the Yor's, if you ask the ground, if you ask the palace, if they could speak, and they would say, would you want to be hit? So what's in this hitting? Ask the Gnar, would you want to turn to blood? Why should I want to turn to blood? You're going to be the manifestation of God's revelation of His greatness. There's going to be so much emuna coming out through you. There's going to be the greatest, one of the greatest revelations there was in the history of the world. People are going to see God's hand through this maisa. Then I'll say, Avada, what was I created for? This is the greatest thing in the world. So let them hit me. Let them, what have they do to me? So that's some thing. It wasn't, even if we look at the Nile something, that's him as an individual. It was something that was very good that it got smitten and it became blood. And it was very good for the earth to produce the kinet that eventually became the matter, became the manifestation of a Kohanish Baruch's hand, this world, the revelation that the whole world became to be my meaning. That the Yidden saw these markers and they changed around. Vayami and Ha'am, they became believers. They became true believers in the Ibn Shalayla. So all of these things, it was a tremendous aliyah, as we spoke in the Sefer Shem once, that the whole Berea, when it services man, it not only does the man rise, but when it services man the right way, or it services, it does its tachra, so the whole, it itself goes up. It itself has an elevation. So the Berea, the Yar, and the ground, and the palace, if you were saying, had a tremendous elevation that these matters were done there. So it was the greatest thing for them. So Moshe Rabbeinu, by hitting it, and by smiting it, and by being a plague to the Yor, was the greatest chus for the Yor. So why could Moshe Rabbeinu do it? Was he doing something bad to the Yor? Okay, say he shouldn't do something bad, even though that also needs bad, since Adam and Aaron has no feelings anyway. And the Muslim talking about it, the amkus over here is so amok that a person, the yesoid over here is not mitzad the makaba. Mitzad the makaba, first of all, it's an inanimate object. It has no feelings. You think the Nile, oh Moses, don't hit me. Don't make me into blood. I want to be running water. You think it makes a difference to the Yahar whether it's running water or it looks like blood? It has no feelings. You think it makes a difference to Moshe to the ground when Moshe hit it with a stick? Wow, that hurt. Sand particle, number three, move over. You might get smitten by Moshe Rabbeinu's stick. Sand particle two, move it on over. Stick is coming. Larry. Sand the stick is coming with Larry Hoover. Watch out for the stick. You think the sand particle makes a difference to Moshe? What do you saw? And even if it does make a difference, it's the greatest thing in schools in the world. Hit me more, Larry! Hit me more! I'll be the manifestation of the greatest miracles! I'll be so elevated, I'll be the schools! If the rocks wanted that Yaakov Inu should lie their heads on it, you don't think those sands, you don't think that sand and that gnar wanted that the Kodesh Bo's greatest revelation should come through it? You know, every bit of the Nile wanted it. The Teretz, they could want it. The Teretz, they could desire it. The Teretz, they won't feel it. They will feel it doesn't make a difference. That Moshe Rabbeinu, the son Moshe Rabbeinu, his hargosha of what it means to be a kafui toiv, what it means to not have, not to be, to be being grateful, what it means to be not thankful for what somebody did for you, what it means to be a kafui toiv. The worst meter in the toiv, Chazal say, is kafui toiv. Kafui toiv means that you not only you didn't thank somebody, not only you didn't give gratitude, but you were ungrateful. You didn't give proper. You spat in the face of somebody who did a toiv for you. The Gemara says above a kametzadik base, bar that you drank from. Don't throw a rock into that bar. Don't throw a rock in the place that you drank from. And the Gemara and the Shita Mekubetz over there goes on to bring a story with the Rif. The Rif once had a pasuk. There was a child in a bathhouse. Between two owners, a big fight over the bathhouse. The Rif was playing for the Rif for a psak. The Rif says, I'm not passing on that bathhouse. I once had enough in that bathhouse. I'm not passing on that bathhouse. He said, it had an object. But the Yisoid is a Bodhisattva. That we have to take, if we show ungratefulness, if we show ingratitude to something that we had benefit from, it could turn our midos into people that are ungrateful to be a kafui toif. That's the one of the worst midos that's shaykh of the world of us. HaKadosh Baruch has a big tain on Adam HaRishon. After the chait of the eighth Neitzah Das, he said, HaIsha asher atori asher sati moni himnos to min ha'etz. There was a big tain of Chazal on him. You are ungrateful for that Isha. She brought him down. She brought Khan Kofi Batoiva, says Rashi. Here was Kofi Batoiva. Fierce toiv, to be ungrateful, to ingratitude, and to be a person that doesn't have a realization of something that was done good for you, and to spit somebody in the face, somebody after someone had given you a toiva, after the Mida, one of the worst Midas that Shaykh Rabbi said. And therefore to stay very distant from that Mida. To distance myself from that Mida, we have to not only stop to show, but not being grateful that if we're going to go hit the rock, or hit the ground, or we're going to go bring blood to the river that sustained us, that saved us, so inside the river, I don't care, it doesn't have feelings. Inside you, you're teaching yourself that you don't really care. You're not being misbinding that somebody that did you a toiva. You may machin a vech when somebody did you a tova. You're laughing at you're disinterested in something like that. That's a pagam. That's a blemish in your midas. And that could lead to a furthering of that mido, which is the worst mido in the world, kafui toy. So to distance ourselves, because what was teaching Moshe Rabbeinu a lesson. Even the inanimate objects, if they want it, you have to stay away from such an act, because that could blemish your midas. That could make you to an ungrateful person. That could make you into a kafui toiva. Oh, a kafui toiva. Someone who doesn't know how to show gratitude. That's the worst possible midah there is. Hakaras HaToiva is a different midah. And that really leads to Hakaras HaToiva, to understand and recognize the good that's done to you. And to show your appreciation of something good done to you, that's a moyudik madrega, and that a person has to work on. But a curse at toiv, the opposite, the other side of the coin, is when a person is kafui toiv and doesn't show gratitude, and shows ungratitude, and throws a rock, or spits in the face of somebody that did something good to him. That is the worst possible meter they can have. If you didn't spin the face, you didn't show gratitude, but you didn't show ingratitude. But if you went to the opposite extreme of Boisai, how terrible that is. How HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks on that midah, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu has times in the Torah, we find many times on Klal Yisrael, I'm novel v'loi chochob, you're novel. You didn't see all the Torahs I did to you, that's novelous. That's disgusting, it's despicable. A person that receives something good from somebody and turns that good back on the person he gave into bad to that person. He pays back the good with bad. It's despicable. I'm novel v'lechachom. Who doesn't think into what the good I do to them, they return bad for the good that I did to them. That's what the Kodesh Baruch was teaching Moshe Rabbeinu, the lesson. You have to be malach in such a leader. And therefore, anything that did good for you, you had enough from a shtender, throw the shtender down, smash the shtender down. You had enough from that shtender. You had enough from a table, take it easy. Don't, you know, graffiti your name in 16 places on the thing. We know you were here in 2011. Don't have to tell everybody. You had enough from the walls of the yeshiva. You had enough from the Beis HaMedrash. Give respect to the Beis HaMedrash. You had enough from the dining room. You have enough from Oichor Boisa, a food fight. The person takes food and he chucks it. Damn. I feel like I should have a nice potato kugel stain on his nice white shirt. It's a fun thing. You take oichel and you throw it at somebody, this is stuff that sustains you. The Mephoshim says, Aloha ain't my view and ala oichlin. You see four food on the floor, you're not supposed to pass by everybody. You know that aloha. Italian today, you never know, and that's a so chash v'shom, you have to be careful to pick up an orange. You might find yourself as an orange pit in a minute. But the ma'aser, you have to be very careful. You have to be very careful in food. But there, if you don't have any chashash, it might be a loaded bomb. You have to pick it up and put it in a minute. It's more strewn on the floor. A nice orange, a nice apple. You don't play soccer with your friends. You don't have a catch with it. Why? Eim avirin ala oichlin. Rav Dessler says, curse atoy for food. And if you vaz the food, you throw it around, that's kofui toy. This thing sustains you. This gives you life. How can you take something that gives you life and throw it out? Could be, maybe it's also that you know, baltashchus on food, Rabbi said. Because if you think that you throw it out, just give it, okay, but it's not hungry, try to find the answer for it. But to take food, this is stuff that sustains you. Don't look at food. It's an atom, it doesn't have feelings, so what? The spaghetti's not going to get insulted if I throw it at the next guy that's hanging on his glasses. I get insulted. But besides you, Rabbi said, you took something that's hashkos in your midas. You took something that sustains you, that gives you life, that helps you live. And you throw it in somebody's face. You throw it on the floor. You step on it. You see a nice tomato. Oh, wow, that's going to look good. All the pits and juice fly all over. That's going to look good. You know what you just did, Rabbi Yisrael? You were kafui toy. You mevaz in the oichel. Bizui oichlin. Avir ala oichlin. Chazal is big tvias on a person. The Gemara says the person even throws food. That's a kafui toy. To throw food around, to chuck food. A person mechavad is oichel. There's someone that sustains him. Gives him life. Why? Because if you don't learn to mechabit your oichel, you don't learn to mechabit to see the small things, you learn to be a kofui toiv, Rabbi Yisai. Kofui toiv has a root to it, that's kfir. Your kofir in something toiv that's done for you, it eventually is going to end up, chas v'shom, you won't have a kares of toiv, you'll be kofir in HaKadosh Baruch. You're saying, now, oh, that, come on, Rabbi, that's a little too distant. Gemara says, Chazal, the Medrash HaGol says, Paroi was the biggest koifa be'ika. Mi Hashem, Hashem Yishma'ilai. So we think, you know what? Paro must have had philosophical problems, issues. He had questions on the Bria. He had philosophical questions. Why is the moon created like this? And that brought him to his kfira. Say Chazal, you know what brought him to his kfira? One thing. He was koifer between Basel Shachavera. Who was Yosef? Didn't remember him. Yosef gave him all the covid. From that, King Kfir Bakosh Baruch Hu. So if I don't learn to show covid and thank you, and I don't learn to mechabit the things that give me, even the small things, it leads for sofer for later. Next, not my parents, who gave me life, also gave me life. Oh, that was their chavana. What were they thinking? What did they do it for? Says the Minchinach, it doesn't make a difference. You're living today. What were they thinking? Did they do it for me? What's the nephew who they did it for? You are alive today. You're breathing. You're a functioning being because your parents. Oh, what was this? And what was that? They didn't really want to have me. They don't care for me. But you, are you living? You're alive today. You're functioning only because of your parents. The chinuch says the mitzvah lamed gimel. The chinuch says that a person shouldn't think whatever reasons he came into this world, his parents are the ones who brought him here. And if he's koyfe in the tevas of his parents, the parents he does see, of course he's koyfe in the shutif that he doesn't see. Because three shutim ba'adam, three people create the human beings, as the Gemara Nida. Two parents and the Ibn Shalom. If you're going to be koyfe in the parent that you do see, so avoid you're koyfe in the parent that you don't see. A place I all start, and that's why Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's why it's so chashuv. Not to show this ungratefulness to anything in the world of Yisrael. Anything that you don't know. The Gemara said the Baba Kama, a bar that you drank from. Don't throw a rock into that bar. And that's the Shittim Gubez. The standard that you don't know from, don't smash it down, don't concede it. Oh, he was learned here. Wow, tic-tac-toe. Yeah, I'll be back in the standard of Yisrael. Anybody, the game's not finished. Oh, it maybe did. Anybody... To be careful with svarim. You have anah from that people throw around svarim, they throw around this, they throw around. We don't realize everything that we have anah from, because Baruch Hu wants to show the proper covet for it. Why? Because if we have to teach ourselves, it's not for that. It's not for the sin. The sin is not going to be, you know, the sin is not going to go crying. If you didn't dive in from it, you threw it down, you put it down, and you showed it great. But what's it's going to make a blemish on your neshama, on your midas. We have to learn, Rabbi, everything that we get hanor from, and certainly from a friend, a chover, a roommate, constantly, and from Rabbein, and from chavrusis, and from people that are constantly giving us hanor, learn to show gratitude, Rabbi. And for sure not, don't be distasteful, and show ungratefulness, and be ungrateful to everything that's done for you, Rabbi Yisrael. A person has to work on it, Rabbi Yisrael. It's a midah because we get spoiled in this generation. Everything's coming to me. I don't need anybody. That's how a person thinks in his mind. He needs everybody. He needs people so much. But that's what he thinks. I deserve it. It's coming to me. Nothing's coming to us. Everything we get is a matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if we realize and recognize the Torah that we're getting all around us, that we show that Karas HaToy, so then we'll eventually come to the Emes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Ibn Shalom, properly thank Him every day in davening, and every day when we get up in the morning, our tefillahs and our brachas will be with more kavanah, because we realize everything comes from Him. And that's the way to steig and grow, and to reach Emes HaHeitz in the Baruch Hashem.